Okay, we're picking up 11 lines from the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of discussions about different halachas with regards to hazmana. So the Gemara continues, Minelan de'i mispaker b'shlicha de Beit Dina. So where do we know if the defendant, while being summoned by the shliach of the Beis Din, and he yells at him, and he like he's not nice to him, and he speaks very negatively about him, and he curses him out, v'asi v'amar, then the agent comes, and it relates what happened. Lo mischayve kalishna bishan. That's not considered lashon hara. Dechsev ha'ene anashim ahem tinaker. So Moshe, he sent Dasan ve'aviram, and he sent them out. And they said, we're not going to go up. And they said, even if you poke at our eyes, then we're not going to go up. And this response, Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out. Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset about it, and he davened to Hashem, but they shouldn't be accepted. And he was very upset about this response. Now, how could Moshe known it? Moshe was a judge. He wasn't the person who went personally to Dasan ve'aviram. He sent somebody there. So therefore we see that a shliach Beis Din is allowed to report back. Obviously the person didn't violate the halacha. So we see that generally even speaking negatively about someone is going to be lashon hara. However here, they obviously kept the halacha lashon hara. So to prevent people from speaking negatively about the court, this is going to be permitted and not be a problem of lashon hara to mention what happened. And this is something which is okay. And not only that, if such a case happens, we would excommunicate the person who had, that was the end of that conversation, and that they told Moshe Rabbeinu that it happened. Now, where do we know, another point, where do we know that a person who ignores the summons to go to Beis Din, so then where do we know that we'll, Mishamtina, they will put him in excommunication? Where do we know that we'll Mishamtina? And then, Agav, there seems to be a different level of excommunication. There's Nidoi, Shamta, and Cherem. So according to many Rishonim, there is a middle level of Shamta, which is a separate requirement than Nidoi. It's more Chamor, and it's in between levels. It's in between a Cherem, not as Chamor as a Cherem, but more Chamor than the case of a Nidoi. And again, and there also the Sham, some say it's an acronym for Sham Misa, that this is where death is, meaning that we curse the person that he should die based on not listening to the Beis Din. Ichsiv, Orez Miroz. The Pasuk says you should curse Miroz. Who is this Miroz? Miroz is the Pasuk in Shoftim, which says Orez Miroz Amar Hashem Alach Hashem Oro Yashvea Kilobo Lezer Hashem Lezer Hashem Giborim. This is a reference to the war. And they didn't, he didn't listen to Devorah and Barak, who called them to come to fight the Canaanim. And this was a form of excommunication, the punishment for ignoring the summons that Barak and Devorah told them to come. So this was something which they had ignored, and therefore they were put in excommunication. The Gemara now says, Dehachis for the Gavra Rabba. So from where do we learn that excommunicating a person has to be in the name of someone who's great? That if you just mention you have to mention which chacham, which Beis Din, and who's the head of the Beis Din, who's sending you into this excommunication. Otherwise, the guy just ignore you. Who are you? Joe Schmo coming to tell me I'm in excommunication. I'm not coming to a Beis Din. So if you say it in the name of a great tzaddik, you say like Ramosha Feinstein's Beis Din is summoning you to Beis Din. So that's obviously something which he should heed to. And if he does not listen to it, then he should be punished. Ichsiv Amar Malach Hashem. As the Pasuk says, with regards to Miroz, that the angel of Hashem, Miroz was informed that the ban came from the order of Barak, and literally the Malach of Hashem, the angel of Hashem himself, had been involved in this, and this is something which he ignored, and therefore we learn that it's something, someone it has to mention who is chashuv in regards to the hazmana. Where do we learn that he could even go more chamer than a chirim, which is the highest level of excommunication, with his, again, that's the term of being cursed, and this is something which is at the highest level. In addition to, a person has to be separated from him. You can't even be within four almas of him. You can't learn with him. You can't hire him. You can't work with him. He's mamish in the highest level of people that we don't speak to. Dechsiv aru arur. Aru arur, that the pasuk says cursed, double lashon of being cursed, which is more than just the regular curses, but that's the highest level of the din of chirim. So where do we learn that one who eats and drinks with someone who is excommunicated shouldn't be in these categories? You shouldn't eat with him, you shouldn't drink with him, you shouldn't be with his four amos. It's written by Miroz, curse those who not just with him, but anybody yoshveh, anybody who's sitting with him, sounding like anybody who's within his mechitza, socializing with him, being with him, is something you should not be doing with somebody who's in chirim. Where do we know that we publicly specify the avira for which the person is being excommunicated in order that there shouldn't be any lies? You should figure out exactly what's going on. Here they specified, he didn't come to aid Klal Yisrael, the nation of Hashem. With 400 shofars, they excommunicated Miroz. That's what they did also. We see that Miroz was specified that he didn't come to enjoy. He didn't come to fight. And they had the public announcement was made through the blowing of the shofar. Some say Miroz was actually a great person. Kochava Have. Some say that Meroz was like was a star. What does it mean as a star? Is that he was like a mazel which controlled his fate, that the lashon of being like a star. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Mina Shamayim Nilchamu Kochavim, Meroz, specifically by Meroz, it says from literally Shamayim, they fought the very stars from the orbits that they were battling Sisra. That's the Hamshech of the pasuk. So we see from there that he was turned into mazlos against Sisra. Minelan Demafkirin Nechase. Where do we learn he allowed to make his property ownerless? The Gemara in Gittin actually uses this as the raya for hefker based in hefker. This is similar that we're allowed to do this. Tichsev v'chol asher lo yavoy l'shlosh samim katzas asarim v'azikinim yechram kol ruchusha v'il yibadol mekal agoyla. Anybody who cuts within 3 days, he doesn't get rid of. This is talking about the terrible state of Klal Yisrael during the beginning of Bayis Sheni, which Ezra was very upset that they had intermarried a lot of them. They'd married non-Jewish wives. So Ezra said that anybody who is not divorcing their non-Jewish wives, he is going to be mafkir. He is going to make hefker. He's going to make it ownerless, the property of anybody who doesn't divorce their wives. So we see that there's a concept of it. He had the ability to do so because of hefker based on hefker, that whatever the court establishes as ownerless, that would be the halacha that's going to be ownerless. So Minalan did not see none. And where do we know that the court is allowed to fight with the people who aren't listening to them, literally needs us to fight with, that they should realize what they have done? So the Gemara says, "Latina machina," and also that we curse them, we can even hit them. We can literally tear out their hair and make them to swear that they're not going to repeat the averas in the future. If they're, again, we pointed out that the idea of getting getting excommunication is, the Rambam writes, is only for 24 averas, and they also have to be repeated, and you have to continuously do them. Then they'll put you in excommunication. Or if someone is not paying up a loan, things like that, and he's refusing, I curse them, I beat them with men in their hair out, and I place them under oath. So Minala de Chatzvina, where do we know that we are allowed to also literally tie him up, hands and feet, everything, Vasvina, and also that we give him Malkos, obviously not Malkos to Reis Chayev in, but rather just Malkos to listen to our, to not be, to swear off doing this again. Vavdina and Ardafo, or we also literally Ardafo, we chase him, we're gonna see what this means to chase him. Dechsev, Hein Lemus, Hein Lesharshe, Hein Leanash, Nechasim, Vlasurim, that is whether to be put to death or uprooted, or to be punished with loss of property or with imprisonment. Ma'ay l'shorshe, what is it meant by uprooting? Amar Ada Mari, Amar Nechemia Bar Baruch, Amar Avchia Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hardafa. That literally to uproot them by pursuing them. Ma'ay Hardafa, what does it mean pursuing them? Amar Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav, Menadin Le'alter. We excommunicate him immediately, V'shonan Achar Shoshanem. We repeat the excommunication 30 days if he has not done tshuva for what he had done, and that we would do it. And after that, there are 60 days, we're going to have the more chamar state of cheirem, which is a higher one. You're not even allowed to do business, and I'll learn with him nothing. And then that is he has been repeatedly warned. Then we put him in cheirem. Amale Ravuna Bar Chidina. Hachi Amar Rav Chista. This is what Rav Chista said. Masirin Bei Sheni. We warn on Mondays and excommunicate him, v'chamishi, and then we warn him again on Thursday, v'sheni. So many Rishonim learn that this is actually talking about the case, of the first nidui, that we give him 3 warnings. Monday, Thursday, Monday, and he doesn't listen, then we'll put the first nidui. Some say no, it means that we put him in chirim, and he's more machmir about being in chirim. That's machlok, because Rishonim don't understand exactly what this means. These words are applying specifically to a monetary case of l'afkure, l'alter. However, when it comes to l'afkirusa, l'alter, sorry, afkirusa, someone who is talking negatively, embarrasses the Talmud Chacham, or the Torah itself, then we put him immediately with no warnings because he's such an avla, such a terrible thing that he had done. So therefore, he gets punished with that point. There's a certain bircher who once was not nice to Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Imni Alea Abai V'Rava. Rabbi, they're appointed to look into the matter, and Shamtua, they discovered that he was very insulting and disparaging of this Talmud Chacham. So therefore, they excommunicated him for what he had done. They excommunicated him for speaking negatively about Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. So what happened? So Lesof Aizel Paisel Baldina. So eventually he went and he appeased him. He felt badly about what he had done. So he went to Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. So the Gemara Abai says, Eichin Lavin, what are we supposed to be doing over here? Lishri Lei, we're supposed to just remove his excommunication right away. Lo Chal Shamta Alea Tlasiyon. Apparently you have to keep a Shamta, needs to be done for 30 days. There's a minimum of 30 days, and you can't remove it before the 30 day period. Lo Lishri Lei. On the other hand, if we don't remove him, Kabal Rabbanan Lemeal, the Rabbanan need to come and they need to purchase meat from him. So what are you supposed to do? They need him. Amra Lei, so why can't they just purchase meat anyway though? Maybe in a chanami, that's something that's interesting. Why would that be a problem? Okay, that's a point. Amar Lei L'Rav Idi Bar Avin Midi Shmila Bahad. Have you heard anything about this? Amar Lei L'Rav Idi Sidra Baye Hachi Amar Rav Techlita Bar Dina Mar Shmuel tut asar v'tut shari. Literally a tut, like that's a, I forgot the word, English word for that, when it's talking about the name of something, when it's spelling out a sound, the shofar sound, like a tut of the shofar, that restricted him, that made him be chayav in the nidoy, and a tut can also release him from the ban. Although the ban has not been in effect for 30 days, the fact that you're blowing the shofar and making known, that is enough to remove the ban. So says the Gemara now, Amar Leis, a buyer doesn't like this. Hani mili lemono, that's only with regards to excommunication, with regards to a monetary case where he didn't pay or something like that. However, aval afkirusa, for somebody who speaks so negatively about a Talmud Chacham, which is a terrible case, ad chayla shantaleya tosnei, no, you can't remove it before 30 days, so therefore it does not apply, you can't be doing it before 30 days. Alma kasavra baya, we see from here that baya holds on a bit tlasa to shantinu. If they have three judges who excommunicated a person, lawasa tlasa achrina v'sharlei. Three other judges can't come and remove the ban. Rather, the judges who actually made the ban himself are the only ones with the ability to remove this excommunication. The proof is that a baya holds his way is the fact that he was one of the judges who has excommunicated the guy and made him in nidui, and he's specifically the one who tried lifting the ban. If it weren't for that, why was he involved with it? So the Gemara says now, because the baila is actually not so pashit, they ask this question. Hane beit tlasa de shantinu. If you have three judges who excommunicate a certain person, what's the halacha with regards to having another three judges come and remove it, remove this this nidui? So Gemara says Tashma, so we can learn it from the Braisa, Menudah l'Rav, Menudah l'Talmid, someone's excommunicated from the teacher, is excommunicated from the student, Menudah l'Talmid, Eina Menudah l'Rav. Someone's excommunicated to the student, is not necessarily excommunicated to the teacher, this is somewhat a specific case of a partial nidui over here, you have the concept of a partial nidui. Menudah l'Ira, Menudah l'Ira Acher, someone's excommunicated by his city, then he should be kosher again, be excommunicated of area of another city, obviously provided it's the same size or something like that. However, Menudah l'Ira Acher is Eina Menudah l'Ira, someone who's Menudah from excommunicated from a different city, if his own city didn't feel that they didn't have the authority, they didn't feel that that they should doing it, then also, so then they don't necessarily have the excommunication in effect where he's living. So the Gemara says, Menudah l'Nasi, Menudah l'Chol Yisrael. However, someone's excommunicated by the Nasi, who's the head of all Eretz Yisrael. So then he's excommunicated from all of Chol Yisrael. Menudah l'Chol Yisrael, ain't Menudah l'Nasi. However, someone's excommunicated by all of Chol Yisrael, since the Nasi is at a higher level, he doesn't necessarily have to practice halachas of excommunication if the Nasi decides he doesn't want to by him himself. What about if somebody, one of the students who had excommunicated another person, and then he died, so then his ban is never revoked, so therefore you can never revoke his ban. That's what we're learning out, that if he dies, so you're stuck. We learn three things from these halachas. We can learn that a student excommunicated another person for his own honor. Nidoy, that is a valid excommunication. That is a valid reason to assume that he had done the right thing by excommunicating the person. We also learn from here that each person is allowed to, everyone who participated in issuing a ban is allowed to revoke his own portion and needs to. And if you have those three, you excommunicated somebody, nobody else could do it. This is learned from Rabbi Shimon's statement that he says that his portion is not going to be removed. So what does this chelko is in a move for? What does that mean? This chelko? It implies only never, meaning at any point, because he died. So we see from here that that's going to be very chamor. So the Gemara says, Amar Meimar, so the last teaching of the Braisa was a Raya for Abaye to tell us that you have to take care of it, they're removing it. However, Meimar disagrees. If you have three judges who excommunicated a person, another basin could come along and remove the excommunication from the person, no problem. We learn in a Braisa that Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, Echad min Talmidim, Shunida Amaz, one of the Talmidim, students who excommunicated another person and then he died, Chalko Ina Mufar. So doesn't that tell them, I love Ina Mufar Klal, that can never be removed at all? That's how we learning that Taka makes sense. So doesn't that seem to be how what the halacha should be? Or lo, he says no. Ad asu b'tlasa achrinai v'sharulei. That until three other judges come along and release him from the excommunication, that's going to be okay. But it doesn't necessarily need to be the same exact three people. Tanur Bar, we learn everybody. So in nidoy pachos m'shloshim yom, nidoy does not last. The ban does not last for less than 30 days. It has to be a minimum of 30 days. V'nezifa pachos m'shuvim. Now we're introducing the halacha, another halacha over here of nezifa. It is a state of, literally, it's rebuking someone. It's somebody who wasn't nice to his Rebbe or a great person. This nidoy is a person, is not the same halacha of, nezifa rather, it's not the same halacha as nidoy. It's a little bit different. You have to show that, like, you've been, like, humiliated by someone who's a chashuv. So therefore, nezifa is not necessarily on the same halacha. halacha, same parameters. It's a little bit different. So where it says ve'alfa pisha ein ray ledavar, so we see that it should be 7 days. Zeichla davar, there is a shenemar. So we see Nazifa by Miriam. Vavia Yorak Rafanel, Halusikalim Shalagam, Miriam was speaking negatively about Moshe. We just had Shuvulachem Aleichem, that pasuk in yesterday's daf. So Miriam had spoken negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu not being intimate with his wife. He was upset about this. So she spoke negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was Chayav Tzaras, so she was in Nazifa. She was in, she was away for 7 days. And the Torah says a mussel that Aaron did beg that Moshe Davin on behalf of Miriam. Hashem said that if somebody had spit in, if her father spit in her face, she would be humiliated and it would be for 7 days, she'd be removed. So we see that somebody who's humiliated somebody else, who's humiliated themselves, should be away from everybody else at least for 7 days. That's what we're learning from over here. And therefore, we learn that it should be 7 days. Why not a full-fledged raya? Because this isn't talking about this. It's that the mashal makes sense, but the pasuk itself is actually talking about in reference to the idea of the fact that Miriam had said lashon hara, and therefore it's din of Mitzora, that she was Mitzora's kashalag, and a Mitzora needs to be 7 days, so it's not, that's only why it's only Revis Ladavar, it's not a full-fledged raya. Amar of Chista, Nidoi Shalanu ben Nazifa Shalahem. Our Nidoi in Babel is equivalent to their rebuke, literally the Nazifa that they have. And their rebuke is for 7 days. So lechora, our nidor should be only 7 days. It's too low. The Gemara says, and a rebuke in Eretz Yisrael is no more than 7 days. So the Gemara says, "Vaha, Rabbi Shimon bar." So is that really true though? The Gemara says, "Vaha, Rabbi Shimon bar Kapara, bar Rebbe rather, bar Kapara, have yasve vekagarse." But Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Kapara, they were sitting and they were learning together. Vekashalu shmeita, they found a certain teaching difficult. Amrle, Rabbi Shimon bar Kapara, Rabbi Shimon said bar Kapara, davar zet tarech Rebbe. It's such a strong kasha that we have. We should ask Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the gadol dor. Let's ask him the shaila. Amar le bar kapara the Rebbe Shimon, Rabbi Kapar said to Rabbi Shimon, Umar Rebbe, Amar Rebbe does that. What could Rebbe possibly answer this? Meaning, saying rhetorically, that even Rebbe wouldn't be able to answer this kasha. It's such a strong kasha, Rebbe can't even answer it. So Azel Amar le lavuya, Rabbi Shimon, who was the son, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, he was the son of Rebbe, you know, Nasi, he told bar kapara's comment. And so Ikbud, Rebbe was actually upset about this. He was, he was makwit about this. He felt badly that he said this such a thing. So Asa Bar Kapara left Zuyale. So afterwards, Bar Kapara came before Rebbe. Rebbe apparently was sick at this time. So he was doing bigger cholim. Amar Lei. So Rebbe said to him, Bar Kapara, Eini Makir Chabalam. I don't even recognize you. He was talking to me like, I don't want you here. Go away. So he realized, Yadav Nakam Milsa Bidayate. Bar Kapara understood that Rebbe had taken offense to what he had told him. Nazifa bin Ashi Tlazin Yomim. So we see that he kept on himself. So the concept of Nazifa being far away in this Alachas of Nazifa for 30 days, the entire 30 days. So we see that that he kept this Nazifa for 30 days, and we see that a Nazifa can be more than 7 days, and Eretz Yisrael are keeping it for 30 days. So now the Gemara also just points out, wait a second, there was another time, Gazer Rebbe Shelo Yishnu Talmidim L'Shuk. Rebbe decreed that they shouldn't start learning in the marketplace publicly to Talmidim, just you should have a private shiur in a private room, not for the whole world to see. So my Darish, why did Rebbe learn this? The Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Chamukei Yerchayach Himo Chalayim, that the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that your thighs literally are like jewels and the work of the master's hand, the hemshech of the pasuk, ma'ase de uman, the work of the master's hand. That implies ma yerech b'seser, just like a thigh, is obviously something which tanua should be kept private. So turning on to the next number now, after v'torah b'seser, so two different words of Torah should be studied in a private setting. Yatzar Rabbi Chia v'shana l'shnei bnei achiv b'shuk. Rabbi Chia though, he taught two of his nephews in the marketplace, the Rav Bar Chana. To Rav and Rav Bachana, Rav was one of his nephews actually on both sides. He had Abo married Imo, who was his stepsister, who was not related. Okay, that's all Shadow. He was villain on both sides though. Shama Rebbe, but Ikbin, Rebbe heard that Rebbe Chia was not listening to his decree, and he was upset about this. So Rebbe Chia came, and Rebbe Chia said that he came to appear before him, before Rebbe, to show that he wanted to make peace. Amar Lei, Aya Mikora Lach Bechutz, Aya, who is calling you outside. He said, Aya, Rebbe showed him that he was unhappy with him, so he called him by something which wasn't a nice thing to him, going calling outside. Yadda Nakat Milsa Bedaisa. Then Rebbe Chia understood that Rebbe had been upset about what had happened. Nog Nazifusa Benashit Tosin Yomen, and he, again, for 30 days he kept the Nazifa. B'yom Tosin Shalach Leis, on the 30th day Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, come visit me. Hadar Shalach Lei Delolei. Then Rebbe changed his mind. He said, "You know what? He didn't really learn his lesson enough. Maybe he should still be in this Nazifa. Mikara my server. So then, what did Rebbe hold initially? Lasof my server. What did he hold at the end? Why did he rescind the invitation? So the Gemara says, Mikara Safar Miktas Yom Kikula. The 30th day, he thought the part of the day is like the entire day. So Safar Lamrina Miktas Yom Kikula. We don't say this by the Lachas of Nazifa. So it really was the next day he wanted to eventually allow the Nidu, the Nazifa to be up, but that he, the last day he already sent that he should come see him. Lasof Asa. And then Rabbi Chia came, and Amar Lei, Amai Asa, why did you come today? Amar Lei, the Shalach Lei Marlezi. What do you mean? You sent messengers that I should come. But I didn't, I sent a second messengers, a group of messengers not to come. Amar Lei Zira, you see, Vizelora, you see, I saw the first, I didn't see the second, so I already started going after the first, they told me to come. Rabbi said, he quoted the Pasuk to Reb Chia, that when Hashem favors a man's ways, the way he's going, even his enemies will make peace with him. So he also, Hashem, obviously Hashkacha had it, that Hashem wanted us to make peace already today. So now the Gemara says, just going back to the original machlokas at my time, Avir Marachi. Why did you do this? Why did he teach Torah? Amar Leis, Reb Chia said to Rebbe, how could we possibly go against Rebbe's decree? Rebbe was a nasi of the door, so why would Reb Chia go against it? Reb Chia was also a gadol, but he was still nasi. So he thought maybe. So Achronim bring down that maybe at the end of the day, this he was only for his nephews. He was just teaching his nephews. He didn't think that was like a public setting that Rebbe was saying, and this was a problem. So the Gemara says, now why did you say this? Amar Leis, Reb Chia said back to Rebbe, Dichsiv Chachmos Bachutz Terena, because the pasuk says wisdom is out in the streets, and so therefore. Therefore, you have wisdom, which is the Torah. If you read this pasuk, you didn't read it the second time. If you learn it a second time, you learn it a third time. You have to really study over this pasuk. And if you learn it three times really, really well, it didn't explain to you properly. Because the pasuk should mean that the wisdom is out in the streets like we heard in the name of Rava. So this obviously can't mean that Rebbe is quoting Rava, because Rava lived many, many generations after Rebbe, but the idea is that Rava apparently quoted it probably from earlier generations. I'm a Rava, Rebbe used to say, anyone who learns Torah from within the Beis Midrash, Tarasa, Machrez, Zalab, and Chus, eventually, anyway, all the halachas are going to be proclaimed outside. You learn the halachas well, you learn what you're supposed to be learning, and everybody's going to mention your name throughout the communities and learn the halachas like Chazanish. He was such a private person, and we know so many halachas named Chazanish, because, again, he was a mamik to the halacha lamito. But the pasuk says, again, I did not speak in secrecy in first, which is implying, Gemara is understanding this pasuk to mean that at Har Sinai, we saw that it was in a very open and public space, and even the Goyim were aware of it. So we can learn that it's proper to teach Torah in a public setting. So Gemara says, Ahu, the Yomei Dekala. This is speaking of the Archi Kala, the times which is a public Torah lecture should be held, which is the Archi Kala, the time when people are off, we should be learning. That should be done in public setting. But Rebbe Chia, hi, Chamuke, Yerchaich, Mayavile. What does Rebbe Chia do? The Pasuk of your hidden tithes, which is based on decree. So the Gemara says, Mukila, Bitzaka, Vilas Chasadim. That should apply to Tzedakah, Vilas Chasadim. That should be done, in a way that is quiet and nobody knows about it. That's the most, ideal way, opportune way to do these mitzvahs. Alman is Ifani do, Tlasin Yomin. But again, going back to the original question over here, we brought this whole story was to bring out these two examples of Nazifa being in Eretz Yisrael 30 days, not that of 7 days, which was said by Rav Chista. So Gemara says, Nazifa's Nasi Shaini, though Nazifa of a Nasi, that's so chamor, that has to be, he rules over the whole country, so then obviously it should be longer, it should be more than just 7 days, it should be 30 days, and that's why it should be 30 days. However, a regular Nazifa, regular rebuke should be done only 7 days. When Nazifa did on Kama, and Aaron Bavil, how long do they do Nazifa for? Chad Yome. They do it for 1 day. Kihar the Shmuel Marukva, like the incident with Shmuel Marukva. Kihav Yasef Garza Shmaita. They would learn Torah together. Have Yasef Marukva Kamei the Shmuel Baruchuk Arba Amos. Marukva would sit before Shmuel, listen to Arba Amos, because Shmuel was a bigger Talmud Chacham than him. Kihav Yasef Bedina Avra when they were in judgment. Have Yasef Shmuel Kamei the Marukva Baruchuk Arba Amos, because Marukva was he was the Av Beis Din. He was the leader of the Bavel, and he was a descendant, direct descendant of David HaMelech. So therefore, he was the Beis Din. So therefore, he ruled over the court, even though Shmuel was a greater Talmud Chacham, and he was there. He was still sitting before Mar Ukva. The Shmuel came, the Mar Ukva Berachel Gal Bar Amos. Behave Chayki Le Duchta Mar Ukva, and they dug out a space from Mar Ukva, but Tzavisa in a mat. The Yosef Aliyah, and that's what he was saying. Kiyichid Hashem Tinu Mila, so you could hear what Shmuel was saying, and hear what Shmuel had told him. Kol Yoma Ave Mila Le Malve Le Mar Ukva Le Shmuel Ad Ushpizar. Each day, Mar Ukva would escort Shmuel back to where he was staying, where he lived. Yom Echad Itar Bedina. One day, Mar Ukva was so involved in the sugya about the case, and he was lost in his thoughts, and therefore he didn't show the kapar kavod to Shmuel, who was walking to his place. Shmuel was actually walking behind him, and like stuck behind him because he was walking so low. When he reached Marukva's house, Amar Leih, Shmuel said to him, Lo Nagalach, are you not clear that what you're doing right now? Lishri Leih Mara, but you say, let me remove you from your argument, from your machlokas. Yada Denaka Milsa Bidai says, he understood from his line that Shmuel had taken offense to what he had done. Therefore, he decided to take upon himself the Zifa for 1 day, and this we see that the Zifa Bava lasts for 1 day. And some of mice, I remember amazing mice that Shlomo Zalman's grandson told me about Rav Neventhal. They used to learn once a week, Bicharusa. And so always Rosh Hashanah Zalman being the Gadol HaDor, he had so many different occupations for Klal Yisrael, so a lot of times they would switch around when the night, when the Chavrusa was, and they would always call Rav Nemitzel's house, wherever it was, and get in contact with him and tell him which night it was on. Usually, I think it was usually Tuesday nights or whatever he said, so a lot of times it was just Wednesday night or whatever the night Rosh Hashanah Zalman was available. One night, they forgot to they told Rav Nemitzel that they were switching the night to, instead of a Tuesday night, they were making it earlier to Monday night. Somehow or another, Rav Nevinsal was not informed of this information, and Rav Nevinsal was not told, and he missed the Chavrusa, he missed that Monday night Chavrusa. So the next week, he comes back to the normal Tuesday night, and he literally, Rav Zalman Achebe Goldberg's son, is the one, Rav Aaron Goldberg, he's the one who told me the story, he was there. And he was sitting with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Nevinsal was coming in for the Chavrusa, and he took off his shoes, and he was sitting on the floor, and he was crying and begging Rav Shlomo Zalman for Mechila. He said, Nazifa, Nazifa, I was Mevazan Talmud Chacham, I didn't come to the Chavrusa, and he was mamish crying for missing the Chavrusa, and because it wasn't even because anything other than the fact that they didn't tell him, they forgot to tell him or whatever, they didn't tell him that they switched the date. That's how much kavod he had for his Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. He put himself in the Nazifa for a day. I just reminded myself of the Nazifa, I just remembered that story. Anyway, there was once a woman who was sitting along a path. She put her legs out so she couldn't, she was like blocking the path, he couldn't move there. She was taking care of her barley seeds, winnowing barley seeds. There was a young Rav who was walking by. She didn't even get up for him to pass. So Amar Kama Chatzifa, and she said, no. Well, what a chutzpah she has. She asked before Rav Nachman, was that him giving, putting her in nidui and excommunication? Did you hear the word Shamta? That you should be in Shamta? Amar Lai, no, I didn't. Lo. Amar Lai, Zilei Nagi, Benazivu, Zechai, Yom, Nashich. So at the minimum, though, you should, because you weren't, that was really chutzpahdik what you did. He's right. So therefore, have at least a Z for one day, and that should be enough. Another story. Zucha bar Tuvia have kapasik sidra kamei de Rav Yehuda. So he was learning psukim in front of Rav Yehuda. Kimat alai psuka ve'ela divrei David achronim. These were the psukim. They are the last words of David. Amar lei. Zucha said. Zucha bar Tuvia said to Rav Yehuda achronim. These are the last words of nevuah. Michal de ikar Rishonim. With the implication, we see other words of nevuah from David Melech. Where do we see that? Rishonim Maninu. What are these earlier prophecies of David Melech? Shazik v'la amar lei v'lamidi. Rav Yehuda was silent. He didn't say anything to him. Hadar amar lei. So Zucha bar Tuvia said to Rav Yehuda. Achreinim, the Achreinim, the last prophetic words, Michal de Ikar Rishonim, implies that there are earlier ones. Rishonim, Mayav, what are the earlier ones? Amar Lei, so my Daisech, so you repeated the question twice to him. You're telling me you asked the Pasuk and I didn't give you an answer, and then you're asking again to embarrass me more. Why are you asking the Pasuk two times? It's not nice that you're asking me the Pasuk two times. I obviously was thinking about it, and you think also that I'm not Talmud Chacham now because I'm not able to know it. We see over here how far it goes not to embarrass somebody. Even asking Shiloh twice, when you think the guy had heard it the first time, you're like embarrassing him. He doesn't know the halacha. That's not a way. Yadam. The Naki Masa Bedaitis or Zucha Batuva realized that Ravuda had taken insult to this. Nag Nizifa was a Menashe Yichad Yoma, and therefore he made himself in Nidwe, put himself in Nizifa, not Nidwe, Nizifa, for one day. We see another proof that Nizifa and Bava lasts for one day. Bedaitin Allah Miha. So Achronim. So what do we answer this? Michal Dikar Rishonim. Rishonim Mayavi. What are they? So how are we going to, what's the explanation? It's a good kasha though. So the Gemara says, this pasuk is actually very fascinating. This entire parak is in Shmuel, and it basically is word for word with very few differences. It's the same pasuk in Tehillim. I think it's only a case in Tanakh that we have that. It's basically the same, we have it for partial things, like in what we do in Divrei Hayamim. But this is mamish, an entire shira that was mentioned twice. I don't think we have that anywhere else in Tanakh. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, and he said, David, shira ata omer al mapalasu shel Shaul. David, you're saying a shira of the downfall of Shaul. And malayata Shaul v'Shaul v'David. If you were Shaul and you were David, agachazi kamei David b'vanav, I would have destroyed many Davids before. Meaning, he's a bigger tzaddik than you. However, the way that I want the world to work is that David should be Melech Mashiach, and your descendants should be Melech Mashiach. That's why I have you. But Shaul in Echanami, in his personal tzidkus, is greater than you. The pasuk says Shigayin David Shishal David Shidav Kushman Yemin. The pasuk says Shigayin David, which we're going to have an additional level of interpretation to mean lashon of shkia, lashon of making a mistake. That David made a mistake. That he's talking about the mapala of Shaul. He made a mistake because Shaul was really a great tzaddik, and in Echanami, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was given Musar for saying this. We're changing the understanding of the pasuk to understand that David actually, his last words, not to say that it was nevuah, rather we're assuming that he made a mistake, and that's the lashon why we have Shkia on the David. The next later in Tehillim, where David Melech realizes his mistake and fixes it. So says Gemara Vayter V'chi Kush Shmo Ve'alo Shaul Shmo. Is Kush really his name? Isn't Shaul his name? So how can we say it's Kush? So the Gemara says Ela Ma Kushi Mishuna Be'oro. Just like a Kushi, he's black, he's different skin. So too, how Shaul Shaul Mishunah Mevaisa. Sotu Shaul was unusual in his Maisim. He was a tzaddik, and he was different in his Maisim. He was really completely a tzaddik. He was a mamish tzaddik shalom, a full tzaddik. And now the Gemara is going to mention now different cases of people who were like Kushi, that they were Mishunah. He also b'davar atomer aladosa isha shukishet lakach. This is actually the lashon hara we just mentioned before by Miriam, that she was matorah for this lashon hara, this very line, because she was Kushis. So he committed that she was a pas shuter shomikra, is that she was just disparaging Moshe's wife. But that's not the whole level of interpretation Chazal is giving us is this point. Rashi and Shulchan quotes this drasha. Shema velo tzipor. Her name was tzipor. She wasn't a kushis. Ela ma kushis meshuna beora. Just like a kushis is different, her skin is different. So too tzipor. After tzipor meshuna bemaisa, tzipor is different, fundamentally different in the fact that she has beautiful maisim and she's so amazing. So that's why they were upset about it. They were upset Moshe was not having relations with her. That was what the lashon hara was. Kiyotze b'davar tomer. Leishma even melech hakushi. The servant of the Kushi heard. Chikushi shemo velo tzidkia shemai was tzidkia. Wasn't ever a Kushi. Ela ma Kushi mashuna beoiro. A tzidkia mashuna b'maisa. We know we did tshuva. So over here he's already a tzaddik. At this point tzidkia was now a tzaddik. So therefore, and everyone else was sinning. So he was considered a different mashuna. He was different in the fact that he was doing maisim tovim. Kiyotze b'davar tomer. We send him a final one. Hello, kibnei kushim atem li bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, you are like a kushim. Chikushim shemai velo Yisrael. We're different than all the other nations of the world. We are greater, we're better, we're holier, we have the Neshama Eloka. We're much better than all the other nations of the world. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmanim, Rabbi Yonasan. What do we see over here? Ma'adachsiv, Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Nu'um Agever Hukama'al. That the words of David Ben Yishai and the words of the man who was Hukama'al, was Hukama'al. Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Shukam Ula Shal Tshuva. David established the benefit of doing tshuva, really the idea of already dealt with Batsheva, that hold the fact that the gates of tshuva never closed. That's what David HaMelech teaches us. Amar Elokei Yisrael, Li Dibar Tzu Yisrael, Moshe Abadam Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. The pasuk is in also pasuk Gimel of that over there, the same parak. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem of Israel, the Rock of Israel, spoke it to me, the ruler of men, the righteous man rules throughout the fear of Hashem. My Kamar, what is this pasuk saying? After Hashem is the ruler of men, how can we conclude that he's saying that he's that the person who's a tzaddik is the one who's ruling? Is Hashem ruling or the righteous, the tzaddik is ruling? Amar Elokei Achi Kamar, Amar Elokei Yisrael, Li Dibar Tzu Yisrael. So the Pasuk, the God of Hashem, is saying, the Rock of Israel spoken to me. Ani Moshe Ba'adam, I rule over people. Mimo shall be. Who is the one who rules over me? Tzadik, a person is ruling over me. How does that work? Sha'ani, why? Because Sha'ani gozer gzera I, and gozer gzera punishment on a person, bevadlan, and he is able to cancel it by kilu, removing what I said, by being the tzadik that he is, and he's able to appeal the mekzeres against Klal Yisrael and against people. Another interpretation, Elish Mosa Gibor Mashal David Yoshe Beshevis. What does this mean? My comrade, what is the Pasuk saying? Beshevis, the one who's sitting. Atachmoni, the names of the people of David's warriors. So Gemara says, "Amar Bibau, Halach Gemara, Elish Mos Kibrosa Shal David." These are the names of the Meisim of David. Yosheb Beshevis, he was sitting in a low position. Wow, what is this? B'shar Shaya Yosheb Yeshiva Loya Yosheb Agave Karm Ksalsi. He wouldn't sit on mattresses or cushions. Ela Agave Karka, he would sit on the ground learning Torah. Chal Gamar Rabbi Rabbi Iriah Iri Kayam. As Iriah Iri was his Rebbe, was alive. Masnilei Rabbanan Agave Karm Ksalsi. Iriah would teach Rabbanim while he was seated upon the mattress and the cushions. Kinach Lashayave Masnei David Rabbanim. When Iriah died, David would teach the Rabbanim, but the Yosef Agave Karki would sit on the ground. Amrulei Liyosef Mar Akarma Kosis. Lo Kibalei, he didn't set it upon himself to do this. And Mar says Tachamoni, what does Tachamoni mean? Amar Rav, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hoyel Veshbata Asmacha, since you lowered yourself by going on the ground to teach Torah, Tehe Kamoni, you should be like me, Sha'ani Gozer Gzira, Ve'ata Mevatle. I am Gozer Gzira, and you're able to remove it. David HaMelech was able to have his tefillah so strong because of this reward. Rosh Hashal Hashem, Rosh Hashal Hashem, Tehe Rosh Hashal Hashem, Avos, you'll be the leader of the Avos. We also have a Kasha though. The pasuk says the Gemara learns down. So Nedrin, a Melech Shemachal Kvoda in Kvoda Malchal. Malchal is not supposed to be Malchal in his Kavos. However, here, so we see for Torah, and we see this also by the Gemara Brachos, that David Melech was metam himself with Dam Shfir Shvilya. He was looking at the Maros Nida. When it comes to Lacha, that's not the Lacha. The Lacha of Som Tassim Lacha Melcha, Shetim Alascha Lacha, and then he can't even remove it. That is not by the Lachas of Divrei Torah. Now the Gemara points out, Ha'u, Edyonai, Tzani implies, Kishe, Hayyoshev Osek Vodora, Yamadin Atzma Kitola. When he was going out to the war, I am actually out to make eight, he would harden himself like a piece of wood. And Pasuk Ches of this same parak, the Mara says, Al Shmona Meos Chala V'Pa Machas, Shayazorek Ches, he would shoot an arrow. Umapil Shmona Meos Chala V'Pa Machas, he would be able to kill 800 people at one time. Vaya Misarech Al Masayim, he would sigh over 200 enemies that he did not kill. Dechsev, Echa Yudav Echad Elef, one person kill 1,000. He was only like, Yosef Baskel Amar Rak, Bedavar Uriah Chiti, because Uriah Chiti, that was not. Was completely righteous. However, because of the one avera that he had done with Uriah Chiti, he did not merit to destroy the full 1,000 enemies, only 800 of them. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Tanchum and Shabbos, and I'm going to get a chance to record it, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up there, and then hopefully we'll pick up with Yud Ches with the recordings.